and now it's time for the Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure again today to announce our Athlete of the Week from Onsted Cross Country. Welcome, Emery Ross. Welcome back to the studio.
Hi, thank you for having me again.
You're kind of a regular around here now. You've been here a couple of times.
Yeah, I believe this is my third time.
Third time, yeah. Well,
you just like to run, don't you?
Yes.
Just run. Just run and run and run.
Just go.
Just go. Cross country, tracking, you know, just run.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you did very well at the MSU Spartan Invitational. You finished first there and also first in the LCAA Jamboree. I mean, some of these races, you're winning by over a minute, aren't you?
Yes, that is correct.
So 18:31 you had in the MSU Spartan Invitational. Is that the fastest you've ever run?
No.
No?
Like, are you saying this year or all my seasons?
Through the whole seasons.
The whole season. My PR last year was at the Jackson Invite with a 17:47, and my best time this year right now is a 17:50 at Addison Invitational.
That is fast.
Thank you.
Wow.
A lot faster than me.
Yeah. So you've set school records. Any Correct. State records yet?
No. I was working for the 400 state record this year, but we had some difficulties or minor setbacks towards the end of the season, but I've definitely still got 2 years to go, so I'm definitely working for that these next couple years.
So what is the state record for cross country for girls?
I am not sure about that. I should probably figure that out.
Emery, I mean, the times can be determined by the course layout, can
yes,
it? 100%. Some of the courses are more difficult, maybe more hills, that kind of thing.
Yeah. The MSU meet was very nice. It was very well laid out, and it was very flat because it was a golf course. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good course. It was really fun to run and a really great experience.
We were talking with Tom McNaughton, of course, who is the head coach at Adrian. And I was asking him about, you know, all these sports have rules. How many rules are there for cross country? And he said, really, there's only one. You're not supposed to cut off anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
I don't believe so, no.
No,
no.
But pretty straightforward, just run as fast as you can from start to finish.
Yep, that's the goal every time.
So, Emery, how long have you been running? I mean, competitively.
Sixth grade is when I started. I did, like, little things with the school back in like third and fourth grade, but it wasn't really like competitively. So I competitively started in sixth grade and kept running up until now.
When you were younger, you just liked to run? I mean, I'm trying to figure out how this happened, and just liked to run?
Yeah, I felt joy in running when I was younger, and I just thought, well, might as well try a sport that involves it, and I just have stuck with it ever since.
Do you have, like, any other siblings?
Yeah, my younger sister, Styler, she started cross country. She had her first meet when I ran my Hillsdale meet last week, and I'm really excited because a lot of their meets line up with our meets, so I get to cheer her on, and she gets to cheer me on, so it's really cool.
So she is, well, not quite as fast as you are, though.
She'll get there, 100%.
Really?
I think so.
So did your parents, were they athletes in the cross country or track?
I don't believe so. I think my dad did track 1 year, but they weren't really like runners in high school. They just kind of have started to help us with our sports, and we got to decide what we wanted to do, and they just are behind us 100%.
So as far as your goals for this year, I'm sure you have set some pretty lofty mm-hmm. goals.
Yes.
And what might they be?
I try to keep goals very towards the end of the season. So I don't get burnt out. So I'm looking towards the end of the season at the state meet, and I really want to do well there. And I'll keep those goals to myself. But I just want to keep improving and enjoying what I'm doing. So
that's good.
Roughly, how many miles do you put in weekly for competing in cross country?
It depends, but normally I'll put in like 45 to 50 miles a week on average.
And this is this on a track or is this out on courses?
Both.
Both.
Because I'll do speed workouts and then I'll go do like long runs and just varies by the day.
Like you go to a golf course or something and just run the 18 holes?
No, I don't do that, but I'll go run on like a dirt road or
yeah,
like on different courses and stuff.
Okay.
And so talk to us a little bit about the team. How's the team doing?
The team this year is doing actually very well. And it's very exciting because we got freshmen that come up, obviously, and we've had a couple do really, really well, so that's exciting. And I think our team right now is set really well for the LCAA. Clinton's always going to be hard, but I think right now we're doing very well.
Well, you know, obviously you guys, you're doing well. I mean, and you have a history. I of course, remember from the spring you had a fairly successful spring last year on the track. Mm-hmm. So is that your only sibling, your sister?
No, I have two other siblings. I have Styler, the one that runs, and then I have Hadley. She does volleyball. She's 2 years younger than me. And then I have my older sister that's in college. Her name's Rain.
I thought for sure you had some brothers that you had to run away from when you were little. That's how you got into this.
Nope. So. All sisters.
Okay.
So you still have plenty of meets left until we get into postseason play, right?
Yes, we have 7 meets if you don't include the state meet. That's 3 regionals.
Okay.
So
the state meet, of course, is held out at Michigan International Speedway.
Yes, that is correct.
And that's, what, November sometime?
November, I think it was like 4th, November 4th or November 3rd last year, so it'll be sometime in that. I haven't really looked at the date yet. I should probably do that. But
so have you run at MIS?
In the past?
Yes.
Yes, both my freshman and sophomore year.
So do they have the state meet there. Do they lay the course out a little bit different from year to year, or so you have familiarity?
Yeah,
with
it's the same every year.
Same as every year. That's a little bit comforting, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice because it's like I know what to expect, which is really nice.
Let's talk about coaching. Obviously, you have coaches at Onsted that are trying to keep up with you, probably. But what are some of the things that your coaches tell you or things that you're working on?
Like what they how they encourage me?
Encourage you and, you know, some of the things that maybe that you're working on to maybe make yourself faster.
So, like with our cross-country coach, he definitely, like, and sometimes when I, like, get very nervous, he's very, like, he relaxes me a lot. Like, he'll just be like, oh, just relax, run how you feel and da-da-da. And, yeah, I think that's...
He's an encourager.
Yeah,
encourager. He's That's very right. nice, yes. All
right. We have to take a break, but we'll be back with more.
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
And talk with our athlete of the week from Onsted Cross Country, Emery Ross. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Registration is now open for the fall 2023 adult learning courses at the LASD Tech Center. With the fall season comes a fresh slate of both personal enrichment courses like ASL, crocheting, and floral design, and high-quality career training in healthcare and the skilled trades. Or support your small business by learning about business plans, promotion, and QuickBooks. It's a great time to register, but don't delay. View our full course list or register today by visiting lisd.us/adultlearning.
All right, you're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, John Kane with our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, Emery Ross from Onsted Cross Country. And when did you say your next meet is going to be now?
This Saturday at Jackson, the Jackson Invitational.
What is their course like?
I really like the Jackson course. I had my 2 fastest times there last year, so I'm super excited to run there again. I feel like I'm very comfortable with that course, so... And it's a tough course, so it's good.
Normally, approximately how many runners are involved in something like the Jackson Invitational?
Oh, gosh, I do not know.
I mean, probably several schools involved.
Oh, yeah, lots of schools, but individually I have no idea how many people.
And when you start a race from a strategic standpoint, does the team try to run as a group in the beginning? Or
I think we all just try to run our own pace, and we try to do as well as we can and just pick people off one at a time just so our team places very well.
And, you know, a lot of times we see spectators along the route of when you're running. Mm. Does that help you in maybe running a little bit faster if somebody's cheering for you?
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, sometimes I'll zone out when I run. Not in, like, not 100%, but, like, I forget that there's people there. So sometimes it helps me, but sometimes I just kind of, like, forget about it.
Yeah. Well, Emery, we want to thank you again for coming in to Inside the Cave, and congratulations on being our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
And, of course, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.